From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it will take in more refugees. The United States Wednesday pledged to accept more refugees worldwide, including those fleeing wars in Syria, even as Europe unveiled a mandatory country-by-country quota plan to resettle some 160,000 migrants. The decision made public by Secretary of State John Kerry after meeting lawmakers on Capitol Hill. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman. Meanwhile, European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker Wednesday called for EU member states to take in thousands more refugees over the next 2 years. The Czech and Slovak governments oppose quotas, insisting they are not the real solution, and express concern terrorists might use the crisis to slip into Europe. Meanwhile, Denmark has suspended rail and road service to and from Germany to stem the flow of migrants and refugees north to Sweden. The Nigerian army has raised the country's flag over the recently recaptured border town of Gamboro Ngala, taking from the Islamist insurgent group Boko Haram. A military spokesman, Colonel Sani Kuka Sheka Usman, told VOA the ceremony was a joyous occasion. He described the town as heavily damaged. Meanwhile, the army released nearly 130 detainees suspected of being Boko Haram militants. The army has been criticized by rights groups for arbitrary civilian detentions, torture, ill treatment, and even extrajudicial killings, allegations the military has denied. The village near the Cameroonian border was used for attacks in both countries. This is VOA News.